Do you have anybody you know in your life that's got a name that's like, oh God, this ruined my name? Like, this person ruined my name. I had a normal name, then this person became famous or did whatever, and they ruined it. Because I have this whole list of names that have been butchered. Yes.
Well, that happens a lot. When you name a baby, you think of every person that you hated back in the day. Or a celebrity names their baby the name you wanted to name your baby, and then everyone assumes you're just copycatting.
Yeah, it's like, no, I swear I came up with that first. Well, this was trending on Twitter yesterday, and I feel bad for a lot of these people. For example, I'm probably going to trigger it right now. Imagine, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, your name was Alexa. Could you imagine like how normal life was? Like, right. Oh, beautiful name. Now it's like, hey, Alexa. Dang it.
Dang
no!
it. Or Elsa. There's a lot of, it was like Elsa was so exotic and cool. And I still think it's a gorgeous name. But then, of course, Frozen came out.
Let
and everyone's like, oh, you're copying. Let it go.
There was a dude named Jake who everybody's like, hey, you Jake from State Farm?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how annoying.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing there, Jake? It's got to be annoying.
Khakis.
A guy named Zach married a guy named Cody.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, what is that, the Nickelodeon show, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody? That's pretty bad. If you don't want to get political, you're not going to like this guy's name. A guy named is Mike Spence.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like Mike Pence, the vice president of the U.S. And a final couple here, a guy named Luke. What do you think always happens with Luke?
Skywalker.
That are like, I am your father.
Yeah.
Like, how annoying is that? I would be me at a, like, if Porkchop's name was Luke, I'd be like, hey, Luke!
No, that's my nephew's name.
Oh, really? Does he get that already?
Yeah. He loves Star Wars, though, so he probably doesn't care.
So it's a cool thing to him. And finally, I don't know a lot of these examples for women, so if you have one, 833-563-2539, maybe you got a friend or family member that just has a name that, man, they kind of hate it now because of some reason. As a woman, Felicia.
Oh, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
I love that.
Oh, what about Cruella DeVille?
You're like out of left field today.
That'd be a rough one.
He's so... There's so many Cruellas these days. It's crazy.
I know. It's a Cruella craze, everybody.
There's like six in a class, I bet, at school.
Yeah, everywhere you go. Cruella here, Cruella there. I like this tweet we got from Stephanie. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. We were talking about just bad names besides Cruella, because apparently that's a really popular name, according to Porkchop. But she says, my daughter is named Annabelle, and she gets asked all the time about the doll.
The creepy doll name.
Oh, that'd be terrible. What if your name was like Michael? Like, oh, like Michael Bolton?
Michael Myers.
Yeah.
I would take Michael Myers over Michael Bolton all day.
I know like 17 people whose middle name is Michael.
I don't think you have to tell anybody the middle name. I think you're okay. If it was your first name, that would be terrible. But let's agree, it's not as bad as Cruella.